Bloomberg Surveillance with Michael McKee and Tom Keane. On demand via our Bloomberg Radio Plus app. Free for iPhone and Android devices.
Michael Daugherty, you've got a Slack thermostat. Part of that is CapU. Why should I care about the nation's capacity utilization? I thought we were a service sector economy.
Hi, Tom. Well, you should care about it, and your listeners should care about it, because the Yellen Fed cares about it. Slack is a key determinant of when and by how much the Fed will eventually tighten monetary policy. So those Slack indicators are critical, because that's the way in which the Fed is monitoring the economy's health and potential inflationary pressures. And then the inflation data itself, which was fairly tame this morning, also important for investors to pay attention to.
Okay, we saw the restrictive needed in the late 1990s. We were out of solid standard deviation mathematics, folks. It is regression August, excuse me. But, you know, it was frothy in late 88, 89. It was frothy in 96. We're not frothy now, are we?
No, Tom, we're not. It's still going to take, you know, more than a year, actually, just to get back to historical averages on capacity utilization. And as you mentioned, manufacturing is a small share of the U.S. economy, but it's very cyclical. That's why it makes attention. That's why it makes sense to pay attention to it. If we look at the labor market slack indicators, the ordinary unemployment rate that most of the listeners here, that's just above 6%, we're still about a year away from that normalizing to a rate, you know, in the mid fives or so. But if you look at these broader measures of labor utilization, like the U6 rate, so that just incorporates mainly people that are part-time that want full-time jobs, we're still more than 2 years away from a normal level if recent trends persist. And then you can look at something like the employment-to-population ratio for prime-age adults. You know, we're 5-6 years
right
away from normalization there. So there's a ways to go in this recovery still.
Okay, I like that. Let's fold that into your great crossover from Darda Economics to Darda Investment. Is Michael Darda fully invested because we've got, quote-unquote, a ways to go?
Well, that is a key point. Most bear markets, not all, but virtually everyone, is associated with a recession. Because this recovery has been slow with low inflation, it really should last longer. And we're right up on the historical average at 5 years. I mentioned that it's going to take another 5-6 years to normalize some of these employment indicators. Others will normalize before that. I'd say we have at least 2 years left, hopefully more than that, but, you know, at least 2 years left before we have to start to worry about recession risk and bear market risk. So you can be invested here. It's good to have some cash, you know, with markets at high levels setting records. It's always good to have some cash on hand. So this is not an environment where you want to be buying hand over fist. But if we get a material pullback, you know, then I think that wouldn't be a bad decision.
People ask me who slices and dices inflation in my book, Flying on One Engine. I, of course, mentioned David Rosenberg of Gluskin Sheff. Michael Darda is one of those people as well. The note of the weekend for me, Mike Darda, was Joe Lavorgna and Carl Riccadonna at Deutsche Bank adamantly pounding the table that inflation will rise because of the Affordable Care Act. Now, I know it's quiescent now. Placer, Lacker, Fisher of Dallas say, no, forget about it. We need to worry about this. Michael Darda, do you agree with Joe Lavorgna that we need to worry about Obamacare and its fold into core CPI?
Yeah, it's an interesting argument, Tom. Joe's a great economist, and he's had a lot of good calls over the years. I'm not sure about that on the healthcare cost end of it. There's a big debate about this, whether this recent deceleration is cyclical or whether it's something more long-lasting, how much of it is due to the Affordable Care Act. And it's really tough to know. I will say this. I like to look at market-based indicators. If you look at those inflation break-even spreads, and this rolls into the debate about is the Fed behind the curve, in front of the curve, about on schedule, 5-year TIPS inflation break-even spreads, which should incorporate all that, are below 200 basis points. So you either think the market is making a drastic error here, or the market, if it is accurate, is basically saying the Fed's got it about right in terms of the taper, the ending of asset purchases, and eventual monetary.
Yeah, because that's not elevated. I just sent this out on Bloomberg Radio Plus, folks. One indicator of that 5-year view 5 years forward, just the one I happen to use, and it's not in an inflation panic mode, is it?
No, not at all. And what's incorporated into those spreads is the expectation that the Fed is gradually tapering and then will wait, you know, at least 6 months or so before starting to tighten. So if markets were anticipating the Fed falling drastically behind the curve here, you wouldn't see that. You'd see those break-evens much higher. You'd see a spread, Tom, here's one for you, the spread between the 30-year Treasury and the 10-year Treasury, that's compressed dramatically this year. Doesn't make a lot of sense that investors would want to be buying 30-year paper over 10-year paper if there was some kind of a big inflation scenario on the horizon. Well, so now, I'm not going to say that inflation won't rise at all over the course of this business cycle. The Fed's been missing its inflation target to the downside, so they do want, you know, at least to push inflation back to the target. We're still running below the target on a PCE basis, but I just don't see the ingredients for a big sustained surge in inflation way above what's in markets at this point.
Michael Dart of MKM, and yes, I just put out on Bloomberg Radio Plus the 10-30 spread because Michael Dart is one of the best users of the Bloomberg terminal.
Bloomberg Surveillance, weekday mornings at 7 Eastern, in New York on Bloomberg 1130, in Boston on 1200 AM and 94.5 FM HD2, or on Sirius XM Satellite Radio Channel 119. Copyright 2014, Bloomberg LP.